State Senator Pramila Jayapal has just wrapped up her first legislative session. Jayapal is the first Indian American elected to the Washington State Legislature, and she's the only woman of color in the Washington State Senate. She represents one of the most ethnically and economically diverse districts in the entire state, Seattle's 37th. Before heading to Olympia, Jayapal was the founder of One America, Washington State's largest immigrant and refugee advocacy organization. David Hyde asked why she moved from advocacy to lawmaking.
I have been working in social justice for decades now, and I realize that I've spent the last 20 years or so of my life trying to make other people do the things I think they should do or that we think they should do, and that really ceding the territory of that decision-making ground was a bad idea. That if we really want to make change, we've got to organize on the outside and we've got to organize on the inside. And we've got to actually step up and run for those elected office positions and be in that space of making the decisions and trying to move decision-making bodies towards making those decisions. So it was not the easiest thing in the world to decide to do, because I love being an activist on the outside. And there are some differences, even though I still say I'm an organizer on the inside now. That's the main difference. But we need to take over that political ground, and we need to, as activists and organizers, start to think about both.
All right. When you made this transition, when you make this transition from activist to lawmaker, what changes in terms of what you're able to get done?
Well, first of all, the breadth of issues. I mean, you know, typically as an activist organization, you take on one or maybe two or maybe three issues if you're really across the board. As a legislator, you get to weigh in on numerous issues. You have so many chances to make something better or to put something forward. One of the most empowering things is somebody will come to me and say, this happened. And now I don't just say, oh, that's terrible, let me think of where to refer you if it's not within my purview. I say, you know what, let me get some staff to look into that. I don't really understand that issue, but I'd like to see if that's a, you know, if that's a systemic issue and if there's something we should be doing about it as a legislator. That's a really pretty phenomenal ability. I was starting to feel confined by just immigrant rights, even though we pushed the boundaries and we turned it into economic justice and social justice more broadly. Here in the legislature, I have the great privilege of, you know, at the age of, I'm going to say it on the air, 50. I turned 50 this year. I get to learn incredible amounts about multiple issues and start to try to understand that.
How about compromising, deal making, horse trading? How much of that goes on in Olympia? How much have you had to compromise to try to get the results for your constituents that you believe in?
It happens all the time. It's one of the big differences between being an advocate and being a legislator is you have to take votes as a legislator. I mean, you have to take votes on numerous things, not just one issue. And often you don't have the information. I mean, I have deep knowledge of immigration, but I don't have deep knowledge of a number of other topics. I'm building it as I go. But, you know, you sort of have to rely on other people to tell you for the hundreds of bills that you vote on what is good or bad, and you have to have your own ways of finding that out. But I think that the fundamental issues of how you vote and where is that line of compromise and the difficult decisions that you have to make when it comes down to saying yes or no is very difficult.
Was there ever a moment where you felt personally, ethically torn based on this new role that you were a part of, a new system? You had to make decisions, and your activist self was saying, gosh, I just don't really want to compromise here, but you felt like you had to get it done.
Yes, though I felt that way as an activist as well. I mean, I don't think that that's unique to the legislature. If you are in the position, and we were at One America as one of the largest immigrant advocacy organizations in the state, we were having to compromise even on issues of immigration reform and what that looked like and what the president should do and shouldn't do. The only difference is we didn't have to take a vote on it. But essentially we did, because we were organizing people around it, and we had to know for ourselves what our moral compass was. We had to know when we thought this was going to ultimately advance our cause versus really hold us back.
What is it that people who live in Seattle least understand about the landscape you now face down in Olympia?
you know, people talk about the Seattle bubble. I definitely think that's true. Like, we argue about things here at the Seattle City Council, but generally everybody's mostly progressive. That is really not the case there. And I don't think people understand that part.
But is that, I mean, two out of the three bodies are controlled by Democrats.
Yeah, but the Democrats are not from Seattle. You know, I had some of my most difficult moments on the floor were fighting with other Democrats. You know, there was a bill to roll back our protections on payday lending, and there were Democrats involved with that. So, you know, we're not talking about Seattle Democrats. We're talking about a very diverse set of Democrats who represent, in fairness to them, some of whom represent very, very different districts. But I think the other piece that people really don't understand, I didn't understand this, is how many opportunities there are to kill a bill. In one chamber alone, there's probably 16, I think I counted 16 ways in which a bill can be killed. The amount of work it takes to move a bill forward is really tremendous, unless you're in the majority. If you're in the majority, it's way easier. But if you're in the minority, as I am in the Senate, you have to fight for every single step of the way.
So how much pressure is there on you to get things done, to sort of move to the center so that you might have a greater chance of doing that and sort of meeting people halfway?
Enormous pressure. Enormous pressure. And I think the state legislature or, you know, elected office in some ways is one of the greatest demonstrations of social control that I've ever seen. You know, if you speak out too much, if you're in the minority, again, if you speak out too much, if you criticize people, people will hold your bills up. They won't move them forward. If they think you're unreasonable, they won't move them forward. You made a comment on the floor that somebody didn't like, they're going to kill your bill. And so there's numerous places where speaking your truth it can hurt you in the process of actually moving bills forward.
So how do you handle that?
I try to just never make things personal. I mean, I speak to the issues. I may have huge disagreements with my colleagues, but I really believe that people are generally trying to do what they think is best. It's just that their view of what's best is very different from my view of what's best. And, you know, and I look for the surprises. I look for the unexpected. And when those things happen, I embrace them. On the payday lending bill, one Republican voted against his party and with us. And I went over and that debate ended at like 3 a.m. I mean, we were all exhausted. I think we had put forward something like 87 amendments on the payday bill. It was grueling, absolutely grueling.
And this was the bill that would have moved Washington State more in the direction of Colorado in terms of
correct
length of loans.
And rolled back a lot of the protections we had around interest rates and off ramps for people who were, you know, getting taken advantage of by predatory lending. And at the end of the debate, I went over to the Republican who voted with us and I said to him, I really didn't know him. I said, look, I just want to tell you how much your vote meant to me. And I don't really know you. I don't know why you voted the way you did, but I just want to say thank you. And he put his head in his hands and he said, it keeps people poor. He just shook his head and he said, it keeps people poor. And through that, I almost cried. It was 3 a.m. I was exhausted. It was a bruising battle. But it was an unexpected gift to have that kind of deep connection with somebody across the aisle. And it reminds you when that happens that you can't guarantee where somebody's going to be. We don't know everything about the other side and, you know, all the other players. And we have to continue to leave room open for those moments of compromise, for those moments where you find something in common with somebody on one thing, and that allows you to build a deeper and broader relationship.
State Senator Pramila Jayapal. She represents Seattle's 37th legislative district, and she spoke with David Hyde.